If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that can feel both terrifying and exhilarating. Building confidence through taking smart risks and challenges. Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you see someone else boldly pursuing their dreams and you think, I wish I had the guts to do that. Well, guess what? You absolutely can. But let's be real, taking risks isn't always easy. It's a tightrope walk between pushing ourselves and falling flat on our face. So how do we find that sweet spot? How do we build the confidence to leap into the unknown without completely losing our minds? Today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate this brave new world of risk-taking and emerge feeling stronger, more resilient, and oh yeah, more confident. First things first, define your own smart risk. This isn't about reckless abandon or jumping off a cliff without a parachute, though. Hey, if skydiving is your thing, go for it. It's about identifying challenges that stretch you, that push you outside your comfort zone just enough to feel a little nervous, but also excited. Think about those things you've always wanted to try, learning a new skill, starting a side hustle, speaking up in a meeting, or even just saying yes to something that scares you a little. Next, ditch the all-or-nothing mindset. Remember, confidence isn't the switch you flip on or off. It builds gradually, step by step. Start small. Take baby steps towards your bigger goals. Each tiny win finishes a chapter of that book. Mastering a new recipe, sending out that resume will boost your confidence and show you that you're capable of more than you think. Thirdly, embrace failure as a stepping stone, not a roadblock. Let's face it, we all stumble sometimes. But the key is to learn from those missteps. Analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and then dust yourself off and keep going. Every failure is an opportunity to grow, refine your approach, and ultimately become more resilient. Now, here's a powerful one. Visualize success. Before you take that risk, spend some time picturing yourself conquering it. Imagine the feeling of accomplishment, the sense of pride, the positive impact it will have on your life. This visualization technique can help rewire your brain to believe in your abilities and increase your chances of actually achieving your goals. Finally, remember that confidence is contagious. Surround yourself with people who inspire and support you, those who believe in your dreams and encourage you to take risks. Their energy and enthusiasm will fuel your own fire and push you further than you ever thought possible. Let's talk about a real-world example. Think about the last time you wanted to try something new, maybe join a club, ask someone out on a date, or even just speak up in a meeting. Did fear hold you back? Ever felt that voice whispering, "What if you fail? You're not alone." But what if I told you that taking that risk, even if it doesn't go perfectly, could lead to incredible things? Imagine joining that club and making new friends, finding someone special, or even gaining the confidence to share your ideas with more people. Remember, confidence isn't about being fearless, it's about facing your fears head on and realizing that the greatest rewards often come on the other side of discomfort. By taking smart risks, embracing challenges, and learning from every experience, you build a foundation of self-belief that will empower you to achieve anything you set your mind to. So go out there, take those leaps of faith, and remember you're capable of amazing things. Keep pushing your boundaries, keep learning, keep growing, and most importantly, keep believing in yourself. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little push towards confidence. Maybe even tag me on social media and let me know how it goes. Until next time, stay calm, stay controlled, and stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.